Hi everyone, this is Ann Lander from Pomarco, and I am here today to talk to you about reducing score lines in Dr. Blade Selection. So when some customers tell me that they're experiencing premature analogs wear that could be caused by scoring, there are a few things we should consider. And the first thing is that we need to look at how the scoring occurs and why it happens. We can do this by looking at four things. One is the Dr. Blade, the second is the analogs, the third is the ink, and the final and fourth is the machine. Now, the Dr. Blade. You should review the Dr. Blade itself with care and safety, of course, and see if it's damaged or have any nicks that could indicate that something was stuck in the Dr. Blade. Also, you should consider how often the Dr. Blade is being changed and how often it should be changed. Sometimes it is not changed often enough. Now, moving on to the analogs. You should look over the analogs for score lines under a microscope or magnification and consider what kind of score line it is and how deep it is. In the next part of the podcast, we'll discuss what kind of score lines there are and how we can identify them easily. But within the analogs, you should also look and see if the cells of the analogs are plugged or worn down prematurely. The premature and wearing of the cells could indicate improper use of the Dr. Blades, including pressure on the system or using the wrong type of Dr. Blade. And thirdly, the ink. Ensure that you're using filters and magnets within your ink system, and you should also understand where the contaminants could possibly be coming from. Finally, the machine. Are you using the correct amount of pressure on the Dr. Blade and the chamber? And when does this issue occur? During what times are you running the machine? And how fast is the machine running when this occurs? Now, scoring occurs because there are contaminants in the ink that are caught between the Dr. Blade and the analogs. They can also occur when a Dr. Blade chamber is not aligned properly or mounted correctly, which can cause excess pressure and deflection of the blade. And there are two types of scoring that can occur. One is abrasion and the other is depository. Abrasion occurs when the cells have been worn down from the top. The score line is a valley in comparison to the cells around it, and the line will show up as actually a dark line in the print. Depository score lines, however, occur when the cells are filled with something like metallic particles or dried ink. The walls and cells are not worn necessarily, but they're filled with ink, which causes a reduction in volume, and therefore they will show up as a light line in the print. Moving on to ink filtration and magnets, and why they're important, and how do they help? When ink is being manufactured, the pigments in the ink have a tendency to want to flocculate or lump into groups. And because of this, the ink can settle over time and those particles can start to form the lumps again. Now those lumps can sometimes get caught in between the Dr. Blade and the analogs and cause issues like score lines. Other particles from dust, like from a nearby corrugator or finishing machine, dirt and metallic particles can also add to the issue. Filters and magnets are one solution to help run clean ink through the press for better print control and less chance of score lines. Magnets will obviously only get the metallic particles from the ink as the ink is pumped into the system. Filters, on the other hand, can get pretty much everything else depending on the type of mesh filter that's being used. Selecting a mesh will involve a few aspects, including ink pressure through the system, what type of ink. For example, silver ink has much bigger particles than other types of ink. However, it is very important to have a routine cleaning of these filters and magnets, or otherwise it would be useless to have them. For example, if the filter is clogged with dried ink or the magnets are so full of particles that it's no longer strong enough to pick up anymore. And Dr. Blade selection. It's very important to select the appropriate Dr. Blade. And a few parts go into selecting a Dr. Blade, such as the type of ink, the substrates, the type of analogs that's being used, whether it's chrome or ceramic, and the industry type. For example, I would not recommend the same Dr. Blade for a corrugated customer as I would a flexible packaging customer. And Dr. Blades are typically divided by the material that they're made from, whether it's plastic or metal, and both have their distinct advantages and disadvantages. More and more of our corrugated customers are moving to a plastic or composite blade for their applications, while flexible packaging customers have stayed with the metal blades. In each material type of Dr. Blades, there are various end types, and each have their own benefit. But the more common types are square, round, beveled, and included within this category, there are various angles of bevel and lamella. Dr. Blade's selections are often based on the experience of the operators and production in general, but also your Dr. Blade supplier can recommend various blade end types for certain or special applications. Some customers often ask if they can send in their Dr. Blades for analysis and how it will help and what can be analyzed. Yes, you most certainly can send in a Dr. Blade for analysis. And during this analysis, the Dr. Blade company or a third-party company will measure the Dr. Blade itself and compare it to the original or new blade measurements, explaining the issues or problems that are occurring with the blade, and also provide recommendations for solutions, whether that be changing the current Dr. Blade or changing something within the process, like pressure on the chamber, the type of ink, viscosity, and other information like that. The measurements that the company will measure is going to look at all the parts and pieces of the Dr. Blade to understand where the wear is occurring and what is abnormal and normal. This includes things like the bevel angle, the wear angle, how long the blade's been running for, and other components that would affect the life of the Dr. Blade. They are also going to note the alignment of the chamber or single blade system to ensure that the Dr. Blade has been mounted properly, both vertically and horizontally. Overall, this type of analysis is very useful for any type of customer in any industry because it lets them know how their Dr. Blade is running, what its life is, and if there are any issues or opportunities for improvement. If you have any question about anything from analysis of the Dr. Blade selection, premature analog wear, scoring, or other issues, feel free to contact myself or your local Pomarco representative. Thanks for joining me today, and I hope you've learned something new about premature wear, scoring, or Dr. Blades.